the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this video is going to be about SEP IRAs. SEP IRAs are simplified IRAs. These are IRAs that are very important for people. Let's say if you're self-employed, you are a hairstylist, you are a barber, you own your own trucking company, or whatever the case may be, and you want an IRA. So what happens is some people, they go out and they start their own Roth IRA, which is fine. But having your own business, if you're self-employed, you can start a simplified IRA. Now, the reason why that's very important is that with a regular Roth IRA, you only can put so much money in there, depending on your age. It's mostly somewhere between $5,000 to $7,000, somewhere around there for the 2020 average. But if you have a Roth IRA, you can put up to 25% of your money into an IRA, and then you can invest your money that way. This is a tax shelter. So at the end of the year, let's say if your company generates $100,000 and you have to pay taxes on $100,000, instead of paying taxes on $100,000, you can put, let's say, just hypothetically speaking, you can write out $20,000 to go into an IRA account to turn around and, you know, now you're only being taxed on $80,000. So if you have $20,000 go off into a SEP IRA account, now you're only being taxed on $80,000. So it's a way to limit your tax exposure. And I want to show you how to set that up right here with E-Trade. So right here, as I have pulled up, you go to etrade.com. You go right up here to where it says open an account. Once you go to open an account, this is going to come up. It's going to ask you step one, choose account type, hit retirement account, hit continue. I'm going to ask you, do you want a traditional account, traditional IRA, a rollover IRA, a Roth IRA, or a SEP IRA? A SEP IRA is a self-employed or owner of a small business. SEP IRA allows you to make contributions for yourself and your employees. So you contribute for yourself, and you also can set up some for your employees to be able to put money to the side for yourself and your employees. Okay? All right, SEP IRA. So you're going to click on SEP IRA, going to hit continue. Now it's going to ask you, do you have already existing E-Trade account? You can click on yes and put in your E-Trade account information. If you don't, you click on no. It's going to ask you for your name. It's going to ask you for your employer's information. It's going to ask you how much money you make, how much do you want to contribute, all those type of things. And I'm not going to go through all that all the way, because it's going to ask you to verify your identity, ask you your investment portfolio style, and set up your account. You're going to review the application. You're going to create an ID. Once you create that ID, you're going to fund it, meaning you're going to hook up your checking and savings or whatnot to be able to fund it. Okay? And that is it. That's how you set up a SEP IRA right here. And also, if you have employees, now let's go through some of the let's go to some of the things that you talk about, right? Like some people may ask the question, well, who can set up a SEP IRA? Let me stop this and pull this up for you. 1 second. We're going to pull up from IRS.gov. Right here on IRS.gov, this tells you right here, everything you want to know. A simplified employee pension plan can provide business owners with a simplified method to contribute towards their employees' IRA. How much you can contribute to it. Here's the rules. You can only contribute 25% of your compensation. So if you make $100,000, only 25%, or $57,000 for 2020, $56,000 if for 29 or whatnot, adjusted for what you call it. So either you can, the max you contribute is $57,000 or 25% of your income, the lesser of the two. So you can put money away. It's a way to shelter yourself from taxes. You can take this money and you can buy stocks. You can whatever the case may be. So this is limiting your tax exposure. You can do this for yourself and your employees. Now let's ask the question. Some people say, can I do this for any employee? Now, employees must, from the IRS, employees must obtain the age of 21. work for your business for 3 of the last 5 years and release and received at least $650 in 2021, right? So they must receive $650 in compensation in 2021, be over 21 years old. In the last 5 years, they worked for you for 3 years. That's if you have employees. So with employees, you can start their own. If you're a small business owner, you can set up an IRA account. And that's how you can do it with E-Trade. You can do one for yourself as a business owner and be able to defer some of your taxes, or you can do one for your employees. So hopefully, you know, that wasn't too confusing. Hopefully that makes some sense about a SEP IRA, which you kind of hear. And which we talked about how much you can contribute, either 25% of your income or $57,000, you know, whichever is the least. And we talked about how to set one up. We talked about step by step. You can use E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, Fidelity. But we just talked about how doing one right here with E-Trade. And that's pretty much it. So that's how you can set up a SEP IRA with E-Trade. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out. And if you haven't done so already, go ahead.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.